on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in the Northwest Province, where the DA is calling for a commission of inquiry to be established over operations at a mine in Stilfontein. Over 1,900 illegal miners have resurfaced at the Buffelsfontein mine since August last year, with dozens dead. The DA says an inquiry is needed to look into the causes and determine the consequences of the state's failure to address legal mining activities. Meanwhile, the African Transformation Movement says government must be held accountable for every life lost. Spokesperson Zamanjona says the Zamazamas should face the full might of the law.
It is the government of South Africa that has not dealt with the issue of unrehabilitated mines. It is the government of South Africa that has not dealt with the issue of porous borders. The majority of those who were taken from underground, they are illegal in the country. Those two factors for the African Transformation Movement actually point towards negligence by the government to ensure that South Africa is protected and the minerals of this country are protected.
Police Minister Sendo Mkhunu will today brief the media on the completion of operations in Stilfontein. In Parliament's Social Development Portfolio Committee says a broader investigation into the social grant system could reveal the full extent of fraud. It follows a probe into the social relief of distress grant after two Stellenbosch University students exposed vulnerabilities in the system last year. Preliminary findings have revealed medium-level risks, including weak authentication and poor data encryption. Committee Chairperson Bridget Masango says fraud may also affect other grants managed by SASSA.
We have extended the investigation and gave the minister a time to go away and do a deeper, much deeper investigation into the system. And we did not this time give the minister 30 days like we did last time, because we realized that the more you try and constrain and hurry up, the more things you leave out in the investigation.
And the UK Prime Minister says the country will play its full part in peacekeeping efforts in Ukraine. Keir Starmer has promised full support to Ukraine against Russian aggression, not ruling out deploying British troops. Sky's Deborah Haynes is in Kiev.
The UK, France and others very much aligned with Ukraine, but some kind of force that would be able to provide the security guarantees that Ukraine needs to even contemplate accepting Russian troops holding on to territory, however temporarily.
On the weather front back home, cloudy conditions in some parts of KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay reach a high of 27 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 26. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.